98.1 KZE. It is once again time for Friends Day every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Always a pleasure to welcome some new Friends Day guests to the lineup. Today's band comes to us, well, their name kind of says it all. It's Hudson Palace. Welcome to Friends Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us in, MK. Delighted to be here.
Would you like to start us off with a song?
Absolutely. This was actually our first release. We had been just playing some songs together after we met, and we ended up rearranging a song by the Buzzcocks. And as you might expect for this particular performance room, it is not of the volume of Buzzcocks, and we hope you enjoy our interpretation. It's called Love You More.
I'm in love again. Been like this before. I'm in love again. This time's true, I'm sure. Don't wanna end up like no 9-day wonder. I've been hurt too many times before. So my darling, I will never leave you. It's in my blood to always love you more. Love you more. It's my heart again that drives me so wild. I just can't explain. Although I'm not a child, so why would I cry if you ever left me? Maybe 'cause you're all I'm living for. With every heartbeat, I want you madly. It's in my blood to always love you more, love you more. Oh, my love again, what I say is true. Though it may sound strange, I love you. And it means more to me than life can offer. And if this isn't true love, then I am sure that after this love, there'll be no other. Until the razor cuts.
98.1 KZE, that's Hudson Palace with a great interpretation of a Buzzcocks tune. I've talked about this a little bit on my show before, that I love when a cover song varies wildly from the original. I think it's so much more interesting than doing a straight cover.
I totally do as well. Absolutely. I'd like to promise you that the one other cover we're doing, but it's not quite, but we did do it with a couple of Who songs as well. We put out Love You More and people really, really liked it. And we're like, I guess we're a thing now.
It's so, kind of a nice, gentle love song when you do it that way.
It is.
Right, until the very last moment. But I can't say Buzzcocks fans really love it. True Buzzcocks fans do not.
Well, we got the thumbs up from Steve Garvey, the bass player. We absolutely did. He was really mad for it. So,
well, there you go.
A Buzzcock liked
that's
it.
That's all you need.
So yeah, that's all that counts.
You got the approval.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Hudson Palace. How did you two get together, start playing music?
We met on OkCupid in 2020.
Oh, that's where I met my husband.
Early February, and we had to decide on March 13th. I'm a high school teacher, or was at the time. Mm-hmm. And we had to decide if we were in each other's bubble, and we were having so much fun making music. We started making a lot of music once I didn't go to school anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's how it all happened.
Yeah. And it just moved along till the point that we reinterpreted that song and said, you know what, let's record it. And I've got a background in writing about music and playing music and, you know, working in different fields of music. And like I say, we did two Buzzcock songs, so we felt like a virtual 7-inch single. We did followed it with two Who songs, where they were great songs to have a female voice. So when you have a woman singing I'm a Boy, mm-hmm. which is a song about a boy whose mother dresses him as a girl, you start getting layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed doing that kind of cover aspect. And then we actually just gravitated to starting to write originals, and we just put this first song out literally 12 days ago, that has been getting really good feedback. We worked on it at home for a long, long time, did a lot of recording at home with my other project, and really, really happy of how it's come out and that people are digging it.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect segue. I think we should just go ahead and play, because we've got another live song you guys are going to do for us after, but in the middle here, we wanted to share this song that you guys just put out from the studio. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the background of it?
Absolutely. I've been assigned to talk about the song. So this is my first co-write, so I'm very excited about it. Tony's written plenty of songs over his lifetime. We went to Costa Rica, and mm-hmm. the first thing we did was go to see the sea turtles. And as we were talking about it the next day, I described it. I said, this is very much like stumbling around the beach at night holding hands with strangers, because mm-hmm. when you go see the turtles, you're not allowed any lights. The only person with a light is your leader, mm-hmm. and you follow along like a bunch of kindergartners stumbling up to the next turtle, and then they go, stop, and they talk to you about the turtle. So that's where the title came from, and the song is about life and the importance of living it while you can.
Hudson Palace, Holding Hands with Strangers on 98.1 KZE.
I can feel the world in your touch. Stumbling round our lives sometimes, in spite of all the dangers, loving you gives me so much. Old souls, we watch you come and go, of ages without the thought of stages. Old souls, we will do our best to protect and save what you have left. Come and go, doing the work of ages without the thought of stages. Old souls, we will do our best to protect and save what you have left.
I wait to see, but I can't see. One in 100 tears don't come.
98.1 KZE, that's Hudson Palace with Holding Hands with Strangers, their latest release. Yeah, when I first gave that a listen, I assumed it was about like tripping out on the beach or something.
It kind of is.
Yeah. But yeah, just beautiful work. And you were telling me there was a special guest star on percussion.
Yeah, there is Joe Magistro from Mercury Rev, local, obviously, you know, local celebrity band. And I've done a couple of things with Joe. He was working as part of the group that did a Smith's presentation I just did at the Orpheum over in Saugerties. And when we were rehearsing at my place, and I had some Rock Academy kids doing it. It was really sweet, a nice age range. And I just thought this song really could do with a little bit of percussion. And
yeah.
He said, well, I'll try my best. And then he sent me through, I think it was 9 percussion tracks about.
Oh, wow.
4 days later. So I had fun amazing. Deciding what to use. And I really think it helps make the song. I'm very grateful to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hudson Palace, again, are my guests in the studio on Friends Day today. And Paula, you have such a beautiful voice. And I know you said you've been a high school teacher for many years. Did your students know that you were a singer?
Every once in a while, they'd figure it out. Like, we'd sing Christmas carols. And I remember one day they wanted to sing Silent Night. And so we're singing it. And all of a sudden, they all dropped out. And somebody said, Senora, you're legit. Because we'd start with Spanish Christmas carols because I was a Spanish teacher. And then we'd work on. So, yeah, they'd find out here and there. I did Battle of the Bands in the teacher band.
Oh, nice.
For a couple of years there.
I feel like being a teacher is like being a celebrity in a lot of ways, where like, you know, did you ever have that experience where like your students run into you outside of class and they're like shocked to see you?
Not so much the high schoolers, but I did start teaching preschool. Mm-hmm. And that happened to me a lot. They're like, they let you out of the school?
You don't live here? Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful project that you guys have put together. Is there somewhere we can go to follow your music and catch your shows?
Yeah, absolutely. HudsonPalace.bandcamp.com would be my preferred because, you know, Bandcamp is artist friendly. We can run the page, you know, we can design the page as well as we can. And to be honest, we've been really sort of happy being this sort of studio project, and the reaction to this song and people asking us to play, because you have, and we played a warm up little gig at a July 4th party. Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? We're actually quite, we've been enjoying coming out and doing this. I think we genuinely feel now that we're writing songs together, and we're so happy with how this came out and the reaction it's getting. I think it's sort of onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
Yes. And now that I'm retired, I have a new hobby.
A whole world of possibilities is open to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Would you like to play us one more? Do you have time?
Sure.
We do. And although this one is not ours, I dare say people will recognize it. We just try and give it our own spin. And I'm sure you'll recognize it and be able to back announce it. So. Alrighty.
Night and day. To me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you day and night. Night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the morning, traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and this torment spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day.
KZE, that's Hudson Palace with a nice little bossa nova twist on, am I correct in that saying that that's a Cole Porter song?
100%.
Thought yeah. So. I was racking my brains. I used to know that stuff. But I love that song. That's a classic. And I love your interpretation.
Thank you so much. You. Yeah. Blast to be in here. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. And tell me again, it was HudsonPalaceMusic.com?
Go to HudsonPalace.bandcamp.com.
Right.
I will say we're on all the streaming platforms. I should absolutely say that. Whatever, whichever one you use, we're on. So feel free to go to whichever one you want, and including it'll be on YouTube, etc. Mm-hmm. We don't have a website as yet, but the Bandcamp is always great.
That's where I like to direct people towards Bandcamp because you can actually pay people for their music there.
You can. You can. It's like, wow, we get a dollar.
Yeah. A whole dollar. A fraction of a penny.
Yeah, I think we've earned 40 cents on Spotify so far.
That's pretty good. Sadly. Hudson Palace, thank you guys so much for coming in. You're wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, MK.
We got your community bulletin board now and some Shaky Graves up next on KZE.